Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We got some good response coming in on the ticket text, but the most important question is, Heather, how did the snooping go?
It didn't go well. I tried to be, like, totally inconspicuous, and it's... I didn't realize, like, I couldn't actually do, like, a little loop around. Like,
right, there's a dead end.
Where I had
end,
to
yeah.
go was a dead end.
Are you
end.
Lost?
So that's what it looked like. I was like, oh, I can't go there. And made eye contact. They, like, waved at me. And I'm like,
And they're wearing headphones.
Had headphones on. And yes. then we're like, come on in the studio. And I was like, oh, no, no, no.
No, no.
I was very
what are you
obvious.
Doing over here? Oh, I just came to check out the hair job.
Did you tell them that's what you were there for?
No, they were on air, so I didn't want to go in. I just waved and carried on with my...
I know the issue now is going to be...
It's not good.
And when we get off, they kind of get off at the same time. Mm-hmm. And are they going... They're going to ask us a question. Hey, we saw Heather today. What was she doing over there? Well, she was checking out your hair.
See, now we've created an office controversy. All that's going to happen today is people come up to me. I'm getting out of here today.
You brought this up for people just tuning in. We have a coworker with an aggressive hair dye job.
It will fade. Couple shampoos, he'll be fine.
And we just wanted to discuss whether guys are really doing this.
So I got a stony story with this.
There's always a stony story.
Yeah.
Probably about 2005, I was working with him in Wojo. And Stony showed up at work one day with his lunch about 12:30. And I look over and I'm like, holy crap. Like he had dyed his hair. He was starting to get salt and pepper, but he went really black. I go, oh, you got your hair dyed. And he tried to deny it. And that's when it became a bit, basically, you know,
right.
where I'm just like, well, Stony, there's no, you got your hair dyed. And then he gets up and walks away and half his neck was black.
Oh, did he do it himself?
So I didn't tell him that it was.
He had to have.
Well, can you imagine Stony doing it himself?
So, of course, I tipped Wojo off. And then when we started the show, Wojo just started messing with him and he's denying it on the air. And then I told him about the neck, and Wojo gets up on the air and looks behind him and goes, well, how come there's black paint on your back, on your neck?
Yikes. Some quick ticket text that will get your phone calls. It says, for the last 10 years, my younger brother has been going gray. He regularly dyes his hair himself with the boxed product, jet black color, and the rest of the family calls him Dracula. I had a heart-to-heart with him over the summer and said, dude, just let it go. I saw him the other day. He looks fantastic with gray.
The gray hair looks great, guys. It really does. Women like it.
Dyeing hair is bad, especially when you're above 40. Gray is good. It says, I use a product. It's gray diminishing shampoo. It leaves a little gray, but blends in. Okay.
Gray diminishing shampoo?
I mean, there's like purple shampoo you can use. I don't know if that's gray diminishing, but it can create different shade, different tones of gray. Take out some of the... It's more for highlights and women, brassiness, whatever.
Yes, yes. All language I don't know.
John in Monroe, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Just chiming in. So I started graying when I was 35 and the hair. So I, you know, my beard was always salt and pepper anyway earlier. But all of a sudden, the beard started getting way ahead of the hair on top. So I started using that Just for Men on my beard. And then, you know, it's kind of hard to match the colors properly with that box stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sometimes it would be dark, sometimes it would be light, sometimes it would take, sometimes it wouldn't take. So finally, you know, I was working out of town, so I colored it one day, and I got home, and my wife looked at me at the airport and said, my God, you look like a clown, dude. Your beard is black and your hair is white. You look stupid. You got to stop doing that. So now my beard, I look like Santa Claus, and my hair is just completely white. So I just gave up, guys. So you might as well just give up.
Yeah,
that's all I could tell you.
In the end, it's probably a losing battle. It's going to just keep
it is. Yeah. You might as well just give up and let old age take its course.
When you were doing it, how often did you have to, like, was it, like, how often did you have to do it?
Usually probably once a week,
okay.
You know, because, you know, you wash your face and shower every day, and it just kept coming out. So there'd be days, you know, because I'm in construction, and, you know, you really don't dress up real nice to get to work. So I would let it go, and it'd be real white one day. And then the next day I go to work, and it's black again. So I could see her point. You know, I was trying to match it the best I could, but there's no way that a guy, you know, who really doesn't care too much how he looks, to make it look normal the same way, you know, day yeah. in, day out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just no way.
Yeah.
Appreciate the phone call, John.
Give up. Okay. Yeah, just give up.
That's the way to do it. And we're getting yeah. more people echoing that on the ticket text. Salt and pepper. That's the Clooney years, your peak attractiveness. Mm-hmm. Embrace it.
I think there's a lot of guys that don't necessarily mind the salt and pepper.
It's when it's fully gray.
It's when it's fully gray. I think that's what, I'm guessing maybe what guys are more worried about.
The full head, maybe it's when you have a full beard and a full head of gray hair where you're just all gray. But like,
you do get a little more of a Santa Claus.
It's more of a Santa look, but a full head of gray hair, I don't mind either.
Well, that's what this says. It says, embrace it. Picking up girls will be like fish with dynamite.
Guys just get better with age. Girls have to try to stay younger and younger their entire lives.
Here's one on Twitch. Imagine Costa with Guy Fieri's dye job.
Oh, no.
Oh, well. We could do that.
No, thank
you. We certainly could. And there's another one on here. I got to make sure. Next Costa lock that misses, Costa needs to frost his hair.
Oh,
I could do it here.
I know. I mean, hey, they have the shoot the boot guarantee from 10 to 2. We could do the Costa lock guarantee, and the loss is you gotta frost the tips.
Bringing all my stuff.
You know, I really was going to guarantee something today on the show.
Oh.
But now I don't think I should. let's get back to the phones. Joe in Shelby Township. Joe, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
All right, yeah. So I work in construction, and in the morning our boss comes in, and he's got, like, jet black hair all of a sudden. And we're like, dude, did you dye your hair? And he was denying it. But halfway through the day, you know, we start working and sweating and stuff, and he's just got black stuff just coming down his face. He's, like, rubbing his head. He pretty much just wiped it all over his face, and we were dying all day about it, so he couldn't deny it anymore, but I thought you guys would get a kick out of that one.
You caught him.
Oh.
Yeah.
At that point, there's nothing you could do.
That's got to be so satisfying, too.
He was screwed over after that one.
Yeah.
And then you can never stop giving him a hard time because he denied it.
No, yeah, it was bad too, because the way he was wiping it on his face, I mean, he was like almost going blackface by the end of the day.
Oh my God!
Nobody was saying nothing, you know.
Oh boy,
man. Joe, appreciate the phone call. Let's get to Mike in Detroit. Mike, good morning. What's up?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, man. Me and my brother, we are polar opposites with this situation. He has a receding hairline. And then I just started turning gray. I'm like 2 years older than him, and so like I mean I'm gonna take the going gray all day long. I got a box of it just for men in my bathroom right now. I look at it every day, and I'm like, nope, not today. But I look at it every day, and my wife tells me. She thinks it's sexy,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I look forward to when my beard is all silver, you know, and everything. I look forward to that.
Yeah.
I think it's a badge of honor, right? Getting old.
Yeah.
It's better than the alternative. I mean, you can look distinguished.
I'm going to embrace it, you know. I earned it. I got 7 kids. I earned it.
Yeah.
Heck yes, you did.
That's one way to go gray quicker, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You'd think I'd be full of gray hair.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We got Aaron Glenn. Look at, he's letting it go.
Yeah.
He looks distinguished over there. I mean, what if he went the Ryan Day route? Oh, wouldn't be the same with the whole glasses being wet, would it?
Well, it's same thing with like Lovie Smith and Dion.
Yeah.
Dion, you see him in the interviews now, and he's got the full gray beard.
Because
looks
if you don't embrace it, it looks cheap, it looks phony, and the worst case scenario, you're right. You got the dye
it's running down
your...
Yeah, you
gotta believe it. I
mean, that should not be happening.
Yeah, I mean, he must have just put it in and left it in.
Wash your hair. I don't know how Just for Men works, but typically you dye your hair and you wash out the dye. I mean,
I would think
dye
so.
Dye should not be running down your face.
No.
That's great.
Yes, unless he went with the paint.
The spray paint.
Yeah. I know some guys, used to be a thing, right, for the bald spot, right? You'd color the bald spot.
That's the worst.
What do you mean, like with like a Sharpie?
Like a spray paint,
no,
like a bottle of like hairspray that's colored.
You've heard about that before, haven't
you?
Yes. Yeah.
Does it really exist? I mean, it must. Well, I know they have, it exists. I know they've got like dry shampoos that are colored for anybody can use them, but
sure.
I don't.
What's the whole point of a dry shampoo?
Oh, John, dry shampoo is amazing. It lets you go a little bit longer in between washes. It takes out some of the oils in your hair, so your hair doesn't, especially if you have more like a greasier, oily hair.
So you don't have to shower your head or your feet?
Gives your hair more volume.
Oh, it does. Oh.
Yep. Dry shampoo is awesome. Okay, John. I don't wash my hair every day. That's no secret.
Well, I, that's something I learned. There's a lot of people that don't, even when they shower every day, but they don't wash their hair every day.
I don't. Yes, I shower every day. I have a little like hair wrap that I put my hair up in. I mean, one, my hair takes forever to blow dry. Who's got time for that?
Right.
But two, I wash my hair probably every 3 days.
Okay. That's something I had not heard of. I think until maybe we discussed this a couple of years ago. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Mm-hmm. Learning something new every day, a theme. Okay.
You wash your hair every day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most guys do.
Yeah, I would think so because my hair is basically dry before I even get out of the shower.
Exactly. It's not a whole deal.
Yeah.
It's 97.1.